All right, so now it's back recording.
Are we recording?
Yeah, I put it back on. I was like, we'll probably get started.
Oh, so should we call the meeting to order?
Yeah.
McCann Youth Services Bureau meeting is called to order on Monday, October 19th, 7:05 p.m. Okay. And why don't we try to approve the minutes from September, if we could. Anybody want to make a motion?
I can make a motion to accept the minutes, the September minutes, as they were submitted by Matt.
I'll second.
Oh, we have a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Okay. One done.
What was that?
I said one done.
Oh yeah. So did we want to? Well, we don't have any. Did you get anything from the schools at all? I didn't get anything.
I didn't see anything this time.
No. So I guess we have school reports. Unless anyone has anything to add to that.
Maybe instead of a school report, though, Lisa and Rochelle, you have kids in school there. Anything you want to tell us?
Well,
going smoothly.
Yeah, they're all back to school 4 days a week. So they're all kids except for the distance learners who have chosen to stay home are there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday with distance learning Wednesday. So far, so good. According to my kids, it's body to body. Social distancing is not happening. So I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised if this ends shortly and we're back to distance learning. I will not be surprised a bit.
So Dylan's at CIS, and so the younger kids are back 5 days a week, not
oh,
4 days a week. Yeah. And he has no comment on all, you know, all the things we would be interested in. But he comes home and he smiles every day. So wow. I'm good.
I know. I hope we stay in person. I really do. I mean, I'm very worried about COVID, just like everybody else. But personally, I really, really like my kids being back in school. Just, you know, the connection. And so fingers crossed that the situation allows for it go forward. But as far as communication, it's kind of been few and far between. There hasn't been a lot, I think, probably because things just change quickly. And so if you want to know something, you just have to reach out to the school and ask.
Oh, so if you reach out, though, people get back to you?
They'll get back to you, absolutely. There's just no blanket statements. Hey, this is, you know what I mean? You kind of got to read between the lines a little bit whenever they do send an email. Like, for instance, get an email and on page 3 at the bottom, clubs are going to start up again. And, you know, if you hadn't read through the whole thing to page 3 at the bottom line, you wouldn't have known that. So you really just kind of got to be on it. And but they're doing the best they can.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. It helps.
And then, as far as I can, the police report.
Yeah.
You sent something to Lori. To Lori and myself, or did you all get it? Or?
I don't think
I
so.
I did.
Really?
I don't know. Should I just...
I sent it to Lisa because I thought she needed to include it in the minutes.
Oh.
She said that no new cases were referred to the Juvenile Review Board. But on September 26th, the Canton and Avon police investigated a shooting that took place at the Avon Canton Town Line. The shooter was a 17-year-old juvenile from Canton. The shooting victim was a Canton resident. It appears that the incident involved an illegal drug transaction. So the Canton juvenile was arrested by the Avon police and the case is currently pending in court. The victim who was shot survived the shooting, thank God. And then on October 16th, the Canton police responded to a fight at Canton High School. One of the students involved is referred to juvenile court. Here's the incident may be related, an ongoing issue between the two students and I. In August 2020, the Canton Police Department responded to two unrelated overdose drug cases. In one case, the two juveniles accessed prescription drugs in the household, and both juveniles were treated by the EMS personnel. In the other case, unfortunately, the juvenile died. Results are still pending. And then the last thing he said was, there continues to be car break-ins and stolen vehicles in town. These incidents are occurring throughout many other towns in Connecticut. In several of the cases in Canton, the suspects are not Canton residents. Some of the insights involve juveniles, a combination of car owners leaving vehicles unlocked, personal belongings left in the car, keys left in the car, and revised juvenile laws, which in my opinion, the chief's opinion, has lessened the accountability of juvenile offenders, has caused these thefts to rise.
I think we got it, Sue. It was just really hard to hear you at times.
So, Sue, do you think there's any reason why we can't send this out to everyone? I didn't feel at liberty to do that.
Oh, I see. I would assume so, because he knew we were going to discuss it.
Let's ask him if in future he can put the whole board on. I just didn't want to because of the sensitive nature of what was on there. So,
nature, yeah.
I think one of the things that I personally spoke with him about was the overdoses. And the young person who passed away, they said it was possibly due to another condition, not necessarily overdose, that there was...
Do you know how old that person was?
He's just a juvenile. He didn't say, but I feel like mid-teens, maybe?
He's a student? This person's a student in Canton Public Schools?
I don't know that. I don't know if that's true or not. They could be attending elsewhere. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have assumed I would have heard about that, but...
This was August.
It was in August.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been during school.
Yeah, that's true. It would have been before school.
Yeah,
it just screams take back day, screams it, because it says in the paragraph that they were accessing the prescription drugs in their house.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's, I know we tried doing something for it where people sit at the curb and try to get everybody to come over to it, but it's just there every single day. So I don't think we can ever do enough to publicize that being there. Maybe again, we could do leaflets at the drugstores or something, but.
I can't believe there was a child who died, and I feel like we're kind of operating blind right now without a report from the school, without, being able to have the police here to ask questions. What was the grief response? Are we taking care of the kids? I didn't hear that, Sue. What?
Well, I was just saying, let it be noted in a minute. Glenn Barger is here now.
Yes, I'm sorry. I had trouble getting in. Sorry.
Yeah, Maria, so you did not know about this at all?
No.
Well, he couldn't make it to the meeting, so he told us.
He didn't send it in September either, and I guess they must have flown under the radar because of the fact that it really wouldn't make the news with their ages, and it wasn't an event, it was a medical call, so.
I know, but if a child dies in a town the size of Canton, usually everybody
hears about it. I know, I'm shocked that we know about
this. This is really bizarre to me.
I mean, usually that's a big news.
He's calling them juveniles, so I don't know what age that could be. I thought that they were...
I mean, the way I hear that is
under 18.
Yeah.
Well, should we try to get more information from the chief or just tell him in the future?
Yeah.
No, let's get it on this one.
Well, I think, we absolutely have to get it on this one. I mean, one of the things we look at in my organization and in all of the kind of sister partner provider organizations is, two huge risk factors. That person used with another person who had a non-fatal overdose. The most accurate indicator of who's going to die from a fatal overdose is somebody who's had a non-fatal overdose. So that's, we have to, you know, just as the youth serving organization, I don't need names, I don't need identifiers, but I feel like we need to know that if somebody's got their hands around that kid. And the other thing is you kind of do similar to what like would be done with contact tracing. You look at who else was that young person connected with, because they're at high risk. They could be in crisis, they could be depressed, they're definitely traumatized. Are they also, you know, coping by using drugs? Are they suicidal? What's, you know, what has been the town's response, the school's response?
So these were unrelated, even though they were both in August, completely unrelated. I don't know if you heard that word in there.
Right. No, it was hard for me to hear too. Yeah. No, I didn't hear that. So two young people had non-fatal overdoses in the month of August.
No, one fatal, one non.
No.
Sorry, two overdoses, one fatal.
Two overdoses, one fatal.
But not together. Not together. Unrelated.
Not together.
Unrelated.
Okay. Thank you.
Both were treated by EMS. In one case, they died. The toxicology results are still pending.
Okay.
So you mentioned something last meeting, Maria, about a parent who said she wished she had had the Narcan. And you attended that funeral. That was not. So that's why I didn't ask any more questions, because I thought maybe you knew. So that was not one of these cases.
No, that young woman was 24, and that happened 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't ask the chief any questions, because I thought maybe you knew about it, so I didn't. Okay.
No, it's the first time hearing of it.
Yeah.
It's a little, it's how do we get wired into this? Because it's...
Well, ideally, this would have come to us in the September meeting, but he didn't send anything.
Yeah.
And then it would have only been a couple weeks old. But I think just the fact that they were just two EMS calls, mm-hmm. and like you said, Maria, I don't know if it was a Canton student, could have been a 19-year-old, not in any schools, but a resident of Canton, so I don't know.
And wouldn't they release it if it's a juvenile, then it would be under 18, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, yeah,
so they did. The juvenile's under 18.
And so they wouldn't release a name, and it wouldn't be any news event when it was possibly. The one who passed away, he indicated, had some medical condition that may have been why they passed. So we need more, that's for sure.
Yes.
So why don't I respond to the chief and thank him for the report, but that the board in future would like to be all privy to the report. And could he elaborate on those details so we can be sure that we've done due diligence for the families involved?
And more
do we
timely.
Have a sense of, yeah, I was just going to say that, Rochelle, do we have a sense of what the sort of crisis response is? Something like that happens, do they get in touch with the school authorities? I mean, that's pretty standard procedure in other towns, but I have to admit my ignorance here. I don't know what steps do they take. They don't reach out to us.
Especially in summer.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, a lot of schools, they'll have a response, a mental health response for the other children. I mean, because that is a huge loss to the community, to the school, to, you know.
Right, even if it happens in the summer,
Yeah, especially if it does.
You know.
Think about how disconnected kids are.
There shouldn't be a time that they don't respond. And we should find a way. Yeah, I mean, we could provide some help, and you know, we should be somehow notified. You know, if there's any potential for need.
And at the very least, you know, we need to be assured that the police or the schools have let them know, hey, the YSB has mental health assistance.
I believe that is happening. Yeah. I believe that is happening. But I mean, it would never be a bad thing to say it again.
Yeah, just to reinforce with the, you know, because, yeah, we know the chief knows that, but do the officers know that? Do, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like in a death that he would probably be involved.
I would hope so. But I hate to assume.
Assume any of this, right?
Yeah.
Let's ask for what's the crisis response in the town of Canton for a juvenile and give us more details on these events and ask if it's all right if he distributes the report to the whole board next time so everyone can see it ahead of time.
Yeah, can he never attend during this time of night? Is that way we don't see him anymore?
I really don't know. He came once. Was it once, Lori? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if it's Ken or chooses not to. He
chooses
may just
not to.
Not to, but he also just had a grandchild, so he's driving back and forth between another state. So yeah. I know that. But that's not, I mean, his normal pattern is not to come, so I don't know. If he's able to or feels that this is adequate.
Should we ask him if he should try? I mean, I don't know how to make the pleasure there.
Or at least just be looped in on a more timely basis. Maybe just make it more routine for him. If this happens, just shoot us an email. You don't need to wait until the meeting to reach out and tell us, you know? I mean, it'd be nice to have it on us on the radar that, okay, this happened, send notification. And
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think we've been given that kind of courtesy like over the years, like literally we find out because of school and media, so it would be something new to do that. Also, Jessica, where does she fit into this? Is she aware, and could she also be our pipeline?
That's an excellent point. Yeah,
I would think that she would be made aware and that services would branch from her, so let's find out if that's an automatic process or if that
That's
needs
an
to be kind
point.
Of fleshed out.
I keep forgetting, you know, that's terrible, but I keep forgetting that, you know, she is a resource.
Yeah. Well, I like to think that she gets made aware of things as they happen, so.
Yeah, one would hope.
Well, all right, so we can look at that. Anything else on that? I put on here upcoming programs. Or did you want to pitch that down?
I think none at this time, but if you want to talk about future, I think we just still feel, our feeling last month was, I think still the same as it will be this month, is that everyone's not in a place to go to things right now or take on anything more. We're looking at later, more towards December.
Yeah, who knows? It might be more. It might be changing by then. Now the counseling update. That was to include, you know, Michael Shelby as well.
Sue, can you something about your voice? It's coming in and out. Your audio.
Oh, why? That's so
there.
Weird.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Did they get it? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, please include all the update in counseling, not just the Michael Shelby piece. But what were you going to say, Michelle?
Oh, I was just going to say, to that point, did we get a response from Bob about background check and the DCF? Did that
happen? Yes, everything came through. And so there was a misunderstanding. Bob thought that by us asking for that, we were asking for him to have a contract. So what happened was it came back, everything was fine on the background checks, but he found it, he was wondering like why Michael does so many different things. And he called me and asked me if I knew him and how long I'd known him and a bunch of questions. And after I answered the questions, he just went into automatic pilot and sent him a contract. So, I don't think he knew that there was any concern from anyone, but also I don't think he knew that we hadn't approved him. So, Maria, you wanted to abstain and you wanted to wait and make sure the background checks were back. Do you want to have any conversation about anything?
No. So the DCF background check came back?
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
And Matt, I asked Matt to weigh in, and he said if everything came back fine. And then I pushed Bob because he didn't say anything. He just said that after we spoke, I put through a contract to him.
Okay.
So did we feel comfortable taking a vote on that? Or?
I was going to say, does anyone have any reason to believe we shouldn't or that we should do any further diligence?
I'm personally going to not speak about this because I know him, and he came to you because of me, and I know him really, really well. So I'm going to just sit out the whole conversation.
Okay.
If we already gave him a contract, I guess, you know, it's kind of moot at this point, right?
Well, so but we don't have to refer. Already, I mean, if let's say one of us has a reason to hold referrals, I mean, that's still an option to us. I don't personally. I just want to make sure everyone feels comfortable that there's no need for further discussion.
No, it's fine. If, you know, as long as we did our due diligence and there's no concerns that showed up in that, then that's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well,
okay. So
should we make an official vote?
Make a motion, or do you're done with the discussion piece then? So we should make a motion.
I move to approve Mr. Shelby as a contracted counsel for the YSB.
Okay, I'll second.
We have Shelby's or ayes, all in favor?
Aye.
No, I'm recusing. Sorry.
Oh, any not in favor?
No, I'm just recusing.
She just abstains.
Abstain.
One abstention.
Yeah, one abstention.
So we have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, and one abstention.
And Michael, I mean, sorry, Matt said that as long as everything was good, he was good too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now, was there any other council report?
Yeah, so I just want to tell you the urgency here. I'm not even done. I still want to get someone else. I've talked with Tracy Eckert, who some of you know in town, and she knows somebody who might be able to work with us. But what's happening now is I'm getting referrals that I can't fill. It's uncomfortable, so I'm really happy to have another person, and I'd love to have a fourth.
Okay.
It's starting to pick up.
How many
Julie will only take between 14 and 65 year olds.
Oh my.
Elaine is often maxed out, and that's what's been happening. So
we have kids under 14. Is that what's happening?
We have had a 12 year old this week.
Oh, okay.
Last week. Okay. 12 year old. So what happened was Michael wasn't on board. Elaine said she's full. Julie said no. So I called Julie back and begged. I know 14 is your threshold, but, you know, I know you didn't want to take the 84-year-old, but or the 94-year-old, but this is 12, and she's almost 14. I said, I'm really in a jam. She's talking about death, this, that, and the other. Could you call? And then after all that, they never called her back. But I don't want us to not respond.
At least on their side.
Right.
Yeah. So do you think that we're having more because of COVID and maybe depression than that?
Yeah, I think people are stepping up and asking for help.
Yeah.
Tough.
All right, so.
Great.
And Tracy doesn't have room?
So
she doesn't want to come on board?
I don't think she did at this moment. She said she wouldn't not consider it for future. Would you be able to speak to her expertise? And she has, like, EMDR and stuff. She's got, like, an incredible array of qualifications. I mean, most of you probably know her, but
she's a good therapist. We would do well by kids to have Tracy on board. I just know she's wicked busy, so I didn't.
That's where she said. She said she really had hardly any slots, but not that she wouldn't come on board and do what she could at certain times. But she seemed to know of somebody who was getting off the ground and might be able to, and that did not come through yet. But
what about maybe pursuing with Tracy, just having her as a backup, because it takes a while to get through the process.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe then when we have a situation where we have in crisis, it could be like one session, just, you know, would we be able to do that?
I'll ask her. She wasn't quite ready at the time, but I can ask her again.
Okay. Even like the, you know, super, super backup plan.
Yeah.
You want me to text her, Lori?
Oh, sure.
So what, Elaine has a lot of private practice people? Is that the problem?
That's all she does now. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, she's talking about her private practice.
Well, yeah, I don't know, is she working in a different capacity too?
No, but I didn't know if she was filled with our people or with her own. It's her own, she's filled.
Her own, but she has several of ours too. She has the elderly lady, and she has the daughter of one of the people that we had this summer. And she, the off and on has Donna's grandson. So she has been working hard for us. And Julie's, it's just hard to find the timing and everything with her. And for some reason, Julie's clients, I get them to her, and then she doesn't end up getting a response back sometimes. So I've had some near misses. I think the only other thing that's gone on with counseling that I wanted to bring up, Lexi, you might want to speak to this, is Julie's like sending an invoice for every session. Lexi, you there?
Who is?
Okay, Julie. So she's sending an invoice for every session, and I wondered if that's annoying, and I wondered if you'd prefer it monthly or if you don't care.
I have no preference. Whatever is easiest for her.
Okay. She seems to like to get them out the door, so.
Monthly would work better, but it also, it's not like it's every day. It's like once a week, so that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a lot of checks for them to trace and cut, and there have been things where they had to look into this, that, and the other, and I thought, you've had three in September. Maybe we could do a monthly bill. It'd be easier for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine either way.
Okay. That's all for counseling. Oh, I know, the new contracts were all drawn up. Everybody's got the new rates and everybody's got the new contracts.
Great.
Yeah, and I'll watch for them when they start billing to just make sure.
We've seen the first ones come through. And Lexi, you said you had to hold the October one because Bob didn't have it in the system yet or something?
If we pass it through today or last Friday, just to give it to finance and kind of make a motion to them, like we think. My understanding is Bob is finalizing it, so I just pass it to finance so they at least have it in their possession until it's ready.
Okay. Yeah, because we're 19 days in already. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's all I got for counseling. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So that's top of counseling. Well, that's cool. Thanks. And then Lexi and I, well, I guess mostly I, attended the LPC, well, it was virtual, meeting in September. And mostly just, you know, we still have to go to these meetings just so we can get our grant before. But they were talking about how the grant was contingent upon, as Lexia told us before, was contingent upon the fact that we talk about opioids and about, isn't that right? That we are addressing and show that we're addressing that. And
it was mainly the vaping that we had to fix it for.
Well, was it opioids and vaping, or was it was just vaping?
I guess it's just vaping now. Like, they just changed it after I had submitted it in July that vaping would be a big requirement now.
And they had a speaker there, and he was talking about vaping, and quite frankly, I'm not just trying to say this to make Maria feel better, but when she came to this house and spoke, I mean, I just felt that it had a lot more meat to it. What they were trying to say is that we could hire this person, and he could be part of our, you know, rationale for dealing with vaping. And I don't see the point. I mean, we had Maria doing it, and we've had, in our booklets, we have mention of vaping. They were kind of saying that this was a target point. It's a new thing, I guess. The last couple of years that they're targeting, telling you what to target your money on, in addition to what we do. But
I think it was based on the survey results. So they're trying to be sure that we're responding to what we're telling them we're experiencing. And there's a lag time there. So that's a little problematic too, is that the surveys are over a year old by now. Well, but they still want to make sure that we respond to them.
Exactly. Many towns have been saying, as did I say, that it was a little bit all that we've been addressing it, and we could, you know, use portion of the money for that, but also continue to use the monies for the programs that we were seeing fit. So I think we can do it. You were going to clarify that a little bit, Lexi, to see about.
So she did it. So we don't need to do anything else because I did specify and like talk to her about how the booklets that we have has that whole section in vaping, like you had told me. And she said that will suffice. I just needed to put that in a separate section instead of, that one. So I had to put that in like a different section instead of just like the pamphlet one. So I included that for both and just elaborated more on it. So we don't need to necessarily do anything else for vaping unless we wanted to, because now we're fine for this year.
Because I really didn't feel comfortable spending the money on what this young man is saying. It was great and all, but I don't know. I think Maria covered it a lot, and I think that the health department has covered it, and the high school has been covering it. Jordan had a bit. I felt we were way ahead of a lot of it. When Jordan was here, he also made presentations, and I don't know. I'm not saying this shouldn't be good. I just don't want to get this person. I didn't think it was worth the money. It was quite a bit of money, and I just think that we're doing a lot of other things. I thought Maria did a great. Now, when did you do yours? That was 2 years ago.
It feels like it was a while ago because it was when Jordan was still here.
I was just gonna say we were in the CIS auditorium there.
I just feel we were keeping.
Oh, we did one in the CHS. I know we did the CIS at one point. That was a.
Yeah.
Was that also vaping?
That's a really good one. Yeah.
We definitely did one in the high school about vaping because one of my staff who now got his MPH at Boston University was so great. He was like 22 at the time. He's so sharp. And that's when Richard Miller came up afterwards and then asked me to do a presentation with him to the Connecticut Pediatric Society. So he's also another awesome local resource. Anyway. If we need to do something else, we can certainly do it. It might be time again.
But also,
adding another person, I just didn't want to use that person. So if you have,
we would certainly be ridiculous not to not use McCall, of course. But what I was going to say is, what about something with a COVID slant? Could we do something fresh and updated to?
You guys get, Amplify is our RBHAO and. You guys, are you on their email distribution list?
I am.
They sent out a fantastic video today. Did you get to see that, Lori?
No, I haven't had a breath yet.
I shared it with my prevention team because I liked it so much. It's actually on the DMIS website, it's like a little 4.5-minute cartoon that talks about the changes in the law since you now have to be 21 to buy any tobacco products. And it has... It's like a little, fabricated Q&A with three cartoon police officers and then like an instructor in the front. And it's so good. And I feel like every parent should have that in their inbox.
Can you put it on our Youth Services Bureau Facebook page?
I think I did see that.
Yeah, but I wish it would go even, that's great. And we could do all of our, do a social media push. But I think it should go out from the school. It's so good, you guys.
Yeah, I did see that. That was a Demas
one. Can you share it?
Yeah.
No, that's
another one. We can put it on the website, but we can also have, hopefully the schools can send it out to parents.
I can send it to Ruth Kidwell. She'll probably be all over that. I'll send it to Ruth and ask her.
What about sending it to Kevin, though, so it really gets out?
That's true.
Yep.
Well, maybe not instead of. I didn't mean that.
I was going to say both. Yeah, because I know Ruth is pretty active on,
Did it have vaping stuff in it? I didn't get to see it. I got the email.
Yeah, it's about vaping.
Okay.
But yeah.
So see, there you go.
Yeah,
those are two things this year.
We're good. We're good then. We're going to be funded with our grant. That's great. But that's a very good, I did see that. Yeah. Well, okay.
So do you remember, did it come from Wendy Cooper or... Marta?
It was either from Wendy Cooper or Marcia, was it?
Marcia Dufour?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. One of those two came from, because I remember seeing it now that you bring it up.
All right, wait, I'll find it. I'll find it.
Well, let me see. Yeah, we can just look up under Marcia or Wendy.
That's what I was trying to do.
Laura, you don't get stuff from Marcia or Wendy Cooper?
Well, listen. I got something from Melissa Luganbull. Is that it?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. That's
yeah, it's one of them. It might be that one.
No, actually, this is old. This is from September 22nd.
No, there's one today. Why can't I find it from today?
L-U-G-I-N.
2020 Law Enforcement Guide to Marijuana, Alcohol, Tobacco, and E-Cigarette Offense Information.
Got it.
You guys get that?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to send it to this group?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and then I would suggest that you ask to be added to the distribution.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That's funny. I tried to put all your names on it that are on the on our committee, but I guess you get it, Lori, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. But I thought everybody else.
I was also the CAC 18 rep, so Marcia DeFore had me on lists for things too. Back when I was able to go to that task force.
Oh right.
Yeah, this is 4 minutes. This is great. Yep.
Yeah, it won't, by the way, it will not help children with their decision, but it'll help inform parents and actually shop owners and things like that. It's still helpful and parents will like it, might help them to open up a conversation with their kids, but it's not aimed at kids. So I'm just giving that little caveat there.
It still kind of advertises preventative measures though.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's like the point, because if we wanted to put that in, I know it's free, but still the fact of at least we're doing two things to have preventative measures out there for.
Glenn, will you post it on YSB?
On the Facebook page.
Yeah, I can post it. Let's make sure I have it. What's the.
I think Maria just forwarded it to everybody, right?
Oh, she did? Okay, great.
Beautiful. I don't want to speak for you, Maria. Did you?
Me?
I did. To the members.
Okay. Yeah, that's who I got it from, Melissa. I knew it was Melissa's. That's what I thought it was.
Maria, did you send it to Glenn or no?
Yes.
Okay. I'll post it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, because I think it's very important for parents because something is still another. I think it helps to educate them, and then they can help educate the kids, even if it's not.
So Maria, is there a COVID angle where we could do a late fall or early winter update on maybe also what's changed in vaping since it has been a while since you spoke? And we only had, as usual, or, under 100 people, so it wouldn't be wasted to do another one.
I love it. Yeah, that would be really straightforward and easy to do. I think the two things that I'm thinking of, but tell me if this is what's on your mind, is additional risk factors for people who vape because their lungs are now compromised. But the other thing that actually comes to mind is, it's not about the chemical, it's about what's driving that behavior. And if this is a tool, a coping mechanism, an adaptation for stress relief, then young people might be turning to it more frequently or more likely to engage in it because of increased anxiety and stress. So we can certainly talk about both of those things. And
I like that. I also like the content of the pods. I think that's what's so important because they'll say, this chills me out, Mom. This is good for me. This is CBD. This is, peppermint, whatever. So the whole thing about the content and the lack of regulation and all that. Because the kids will say that that's helping them deal with the stress.
Right. Well, and sometimes they think it's just like water vapor that smells good. And it's not.
My kids, the fact that there's formaldehyde and the list of chemicals, that shocked the crap out of my kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was very disturbing to both my boys.
Yeah, they used to say antifreeze. The kids were circulating some helpful deterrents.
Well, and I told my kids formaldehyde is what you embalm.
preserve specimens.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, that's what really, really hit my kids is the chemical content.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so Maria, you'll consider putting together something? It would obviously be virtual.
Yeah, do you want me to do that?
I would love it. What do you all think?
Oh, we had talked about it last time, and if you have the time, I was hoping that you would say yes.
And maybe at the same thing, even though I know sometimes we shouldn't tackle more than one thing in a presentation, but could we link that to a promo for the Narcan that we wanted to get out to people?
Oh, yeah. I did talk with Mike all about that. I can't remember if I got back to you guys after I did my homework. That's the other important piece of doing your homework, isn't it? It's turning it in.
What'd you learn? Tell us.
Mark is amazing. It just wasn't all that helpful because what he said was, yeah, you guys should do that.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm summarizing. Then. I'm summarizing, but he said, yeah, there's a... sorry. I'm getting a text. He can deploy people, but and so we would have some help, but what he's saying is it's really, it's good to have folks who people can relate to. It's hard to walk up to a table to get Narcan because in a public place, because you worry about what other people are thinking. And so, you know, there's an argument to be made to have it be somebody who's local, but then there's also an argument against that. I feel like we didn't really land on an exact direction. He just said, like, if you need free Narcan, we can get you some Narcan. You know, kind of a clever way in suburbia to distribute Narcan. I think maybe we could brainstorm here. What I've been trying to do is to say that it should be part of everybody's first aid kit. I have one right now, but I have to tell you a quick story. So on Saturday, I went to Boston to go to the Women's March, and I always have Narcan with me. And I was carrying my little like day pack backpack, which always has a Narcan kit on the front zipper part. And there was a guy who dropped. He was overdosing on the street across from Boston Common. And a little crowd gathered around, and I was like, oh, and I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, I have Narcan. And I looked through my backpack and it wasn't there. And I remembered that I had washed my backpack because I spilled bug spray in there and it smelled. But anyway, the ambulance, it was right in the middle of Boston. So the ambulance came, but it was a reminder to me. So I was like, let me grab this. And so I think to destigmatize it is like something like that could happen to any of us. And if you have the capacity, if you have free Narcan, like grab it and throw it in your bag because you never know. Like this is huge and bulky, but when you open it up.
Yeah, they're not big.
You've seen them. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so I don't know. And that maybe we can try to brainstorm a way where we say, you know, we're going to do this event and we're going to give away 50 Narcan kits. If you don't need it, you never know who you might come across when you're the next time, you know, you're at a women's march. No.
Well, and if we put it, I mean, if what about putting it like little, you know, how they have little first aid kits, you know, that, and they don't have to be giant first aid kits, but just a little first aid kit and we can just slip it in there and give the whole thing away.
Yeah, you have to do a training because it is.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we would have to do that part of it.
I forgot.
Yeah, so I was going to ask next to it that there would be training, but I forgot.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to be trained? If you train once, you're trained?
No, that's a good question, Sue. I think every organization that does it just covers themselves by saying, like, okay, there were 50 kits, and now I'm accountable to whoever it is, the Department of Public Health, the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, so I need to say for these 50 kits that these people were all trained. Mm-hmm. Then it protects me or us as an organization.
Yeah, Walgreens really fell down because I bought some, you know, and it's not cheap. It's, you know, $120 or something with insurance. And they just said, you know how to use it? I said, sure. They said, okay. And I don't. I just what their response is. I was just testing them. And so they said, actually, I could probably use a refresher. And she's like, oh, okay. But I was a little disgusted.
So did she give you a, did she?
Yeah, a 2 second. They were busy. She's like, basically, you know, you just stick it in the nostril and you push the button all the way and make sure you push it. It was make sure you push it all the way so it fully releases. That was my training. I'm like, okie dokie.
And then there's the repetition if needed.
And that go ahead and do it. It's not going to harm them. Right. It will make them sick. Yeah. But, you know, when in doubt, use them both.
What about some they can receive an email coupon and redeem it at a business partner that we align with? So, like, they attend it virtually. It's your talk plus you can do a live demo, right?
Yes.
And then we could say that if you attended this, we can email you a coupon, and then we partner with a local business who's willing to distribute them.
I have no idea during COVID if people are going to say, I don't want all that traffic coming in here. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
And like, I don't know if you know this, Maria, but if they took the test or not the test, the training with you or whoever, can they ship Narcan to their house?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because of COVID and stuff, like, I'm not sure.
An additional cost, though, they might not be willing to do that.
Unless we did it, I don't know, but it's a little extra expensive. You're taking on.
We have money.
At least you guys have a program to run since, like, the cave's not running. And
I was going to say, we have money to spend. We could pay for the shipping.
Yeah.
I could do a drive-by. A drive-through event.
Or a pickup schedule. Even if you talk to the people, like, whoever the local business is, just say, is it possible they could pick it up? But just say, you know, we'll limit it to, like, I don't know, 20 people for a session, but then they have like maybe 5 people pick up a day at certain times. That's usually what we do with our pickup stuff for crafts or anything. But I just don't know how busy like that business may be.
Well, do you think they'll come? Do they feel comfortable to come like that?
Well, I think we were talking about doing the virtual training and then saying now that you've gone through it, you can have a free Narcan kit, but I think the question is, how do we get them that Narcan kit?
Are there sporting events being held at the high school?
There are.
Could we do a basketball?
There are, but you can't, not everybody, you can't just go. So you
it's
have
pretty
to
restricted.
Have a, you have to have a pass, yeah. They're keeping it, it's not open.
Family only, you have to have a player. Yeah. You can't just, you know.
And they won't allow outside people for events or speak. No.
Either, nope. So. The grounds are closed, yeah. School's closed.
Well, this is a pickle.
Maria, I just wanted to clarify something that you said. So you have to get training, and you have to record that each person is training, but earlier I heard people are uncomfortable asking for it, right? So I guess it kind of goes... There's something that's not working for me, right? Because if I don't want anybody to know that I'm getting it,
I don't need anybody's name. But what I do know is, say 25 people come to the training, and I've distributed 25 kits. Now they're taking it's the loosest prescription medication I've ever heard of. So hi. So they take the word of whatever organization is, you know, doing that work on their behalf. Okay. And it can be as loose as what Rochelle described, you know.
Can you make sure you brush your hair?
Even right in a pharmacy.
So, I mean, doing the virtual, we could ship, but then if you ship, then you have to have their name and address. And again, that goes back to your point. People may not feel comfortable.
Having a meeting place, like Lori suggested, a meeting place to have them come in a drive-by and just pick it up. Like,
grab it.
Somewhere in a school or...
Just give us your coupon.
What? Yeah, but maybe behind Jessica, you know, down by seniors. Down in there.
Yeah, we could just say that, you know, you come through and you get a free Narcan kit and you pick it up, you know, Friday between... 12 and 5 or something like that. And they just drive by and
Girl Scout cookies and a Narcan.
A Narcan.
Your Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, well, that sounds good.
Wait, do we have Girl Scout cookies?
while you're there.
That's an interesting combination, yeah.
And maybe also drop your stuff in the prescription box while you're doing this whole thing.
So we'll do a drugs for cookies exchange.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Also, I like that we're covering vaping, COVID, Narcan, drop your prescriptions. And you know what? You've done a lot today. Get a cookie.
That's right. Get a cookie. I think it's great. Okay, so we'll get all of some cookies.
Or an apple.
Well, we could buy a bunch of Girl Scout cookies. And
that's a great idea. Give them the Narcan, give them the cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if we have scout leaders.
We got money in the budget.
Faith, scout leaders, faith leaders, coaches, school nurses, all co-author a letter. We urge you to go to this. We urge you to attend this virtual event. And please, by all means, make this part of your first aid kit at home.
Yeah.
Or in your car.
Yep.
It's temperature
sensitive, but we're heading into the colder months, so it's okay.
Okay.
Would be in the cold as opposed to the heat?
I know it can't get too hot. I don't remember if it's not supposed to get too cold. Maybe here on the box.
Maria, do you want to look at December? Like first week of December for this?
Sure.
What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, if Maria feels like she can, I mean.
Oh, do not freeze.
Ooh.
Oh, so not winter.
Room temperature between 59 degrees Fahrenheit to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's a finicky medication. Jeez.
So what were we going with, though? Are we going to try to find a local place?
No, we'll have to have a place that they come through, but we'll do the virtual first week of December, right, Maria? And our job between now and then will be to figure out what to tell you to say.
Is this just Narcan or is this Narcan and vaping?
It was going to be a vaping discussion with updates on why kids are going to be vaping and the laws that changed and what did you say? Additional risk factors.
Primary reason was for vaping.
Okay.
Was so this free? Oh, sorry.
The Narcan is sort of an add-on.
We were trying to piggyback so we'd get the attention because people would be attending the vaping.
Yeah, the vaping is the main.
Are we going through the schools? Is this conditioned upon their schedule?
No, because it'll be virtual at night.
Okay.
And it's geared to parents, isn't it?
We can use them to get the word out, but yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, how do you want it to be a maximum capacity for online? Because I could put it on like the Parks and Rec system for registration so you have people's info that way.
Well, and could we
That'd
also,
be great.
Yeah, and also record it and maybe make it available as a recorded presentation as well for people that
You guys have the Zoom so you could do that, but like our system will at least give people's emails to send the
That'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was it like a free event, Maria? I don't know what you were.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And this way I could do an email blast through our system too for you guys and ask Linda from the town to do it. I can try the school.
Do we still have our email list from Screenagers? Can we set it
to
Was that the request system?
Those same people will perk up, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was going to say they're obviously interested in this kind of stuff. So. Yeah.
Was that through our system too, or was that through a different system? Or my system, I should say.
No,
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I can look and see, because then I can just pull it up and email.
That was Eventbrite. You won't be able to find that.
Oh, Eventbrite, okay. Do you want me to create it on the Parks and Rec page? I have a Youth Service Bureau section of events.
Sure, but we don't really have it together yet, but when it's...
Yeah, no, not now. Whenever you have like a little... paragraph blurb, a date and time, then I'll
We absolutely have to nail it next meeting, so let's put it together.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Maria, what's your availability that first week in December? December gets crazy even without COVID, whatever. So.
Yeah, but if I can't do it, one of my staff can. So let's schedule it, and we'll figure it out. Thank you, Lisa.
You are kind of a local celeb, though, Maria. People do tune in for you. You are. Maria was on Fox 61 this week.
Were you?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah, she's just a top star.
Yeah, that and $2 won't get you a cup of coffee. But thank you, Laurie. You're very sweet. And all this buttering me up will probably work, and I'll do this.
But she don't overwork, but she's got this new position.
It was a ruling on a case from a year ago. But then with the child with cocaine and the
It was in July.
11-month-old. Yeah. Oh, it was this year?
The baby died in July. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you had to be in the news for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The reporter was trying to turn it into a positive thing to say, how can we prevent babies and toddlers from getting into medications?
At least there's a good thing about it.
Anyway, whatever works, we'll figure it out. If I can't do it, there'll be somebody good who can do it.
Well, we have to wait till next meeting so I could publicize it a little bit better for more time-consuming things. Like if Maria has a date and time in mind and a blurb, she could just send to me whenever.
That's an idea. Why don't you, because Maria, we don't want to push you. Just
putting look, and then more pressure's on her. She's like, no.
Well, she has a new position. She's very busy.
I'm sorry. Busy woman over here.
No, but we do, it'd be nice if Lexi could do that. Lexi, by the way, I've been wanting to say that your hair just is blowing. I love it. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
It's in the old wind by the palm trees and the ocean.
I know, I can't.
Yes. Don't you know, I don't want to be in this New England weather. I got to be down south.
Okay. I'm looking at the high school calendar, and it looks like the only thing for the first week of December is on a Thursday night. They've got a junior planning night. Not sure what that means, but that's the only thing.
Probably college bound.
I assume that is. Yeah.
And usually, if it does run, the Christmas and cons will most likely be that Friday too.
Right. So maybe shoot for like a Wednesday. Wednesdays usually are pretty popular.
So Wednesday, December 2nd, Rochelle?
Yeah, I don't see anything on the school calendar. I'm looking at the middle school, too.
Okay. What time are we thinking? 6?
Whatever you want.
Probably 7.
Probably 7.
Or at least 6:30.
Yeah, so people can have their dinner. Yeah. You can have dinner.
What's dinner?
Wait, unless you're like me and I eat late.
what time is that?
7 o'clock, Wednesday, December 2nd.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to probably aim for?
Yeah, I'm still looking at all the calendars. Yeah, I don't see anything on the calendars, so that's good.
Am I old? Are kids, if we want, like, parents and their teenagers to participate, is 7 good? Or because if it's 90 minutes, then it's 8:30. Is that running into bedtime?
That's an important point. Who is your target audience? Are the kids part of it, or is it really parents?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, that's an important question. Like, I'm sure that would change the content or the angle, at least, that it's delivered.
I think the best ones we've done, like at the Watkinson School and the one in the high school, it was geared towards parents.
That would be my gut.
Okay. So stick with 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His older kids, I mean, teenagers, that's certainly acceptable for them.
Oh, I would say so, yeah. There were some parents who brought their kids and they liked it and got a lot out of it.
Yep.
But we'll gear it towards parents. Okay.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, now, Lexi, we're all set with the SP meeting. We don't have to worry anymore.
She needs a little blurb.
I know, right? I see a little blurb. Whenever, no rush, Maria. Whenever you have time, or maybe I could try to do something for you. I'll wait for you because I don't want to mess it up.
Maria will probably kick it out before we end because that's how she rolls.
Oh, good. Because I had told them at the meeting that if we were going to add anything, we had our own people that would do something, and I had Maria in mind. I was hoping. Because, I just thought you were far more effective.
And if we are
I wasn't saying that just to butter you up. I'm just saying it because I really wasn't impressed.
Just logistically wise, will we talk next session on how we're getting the Narcan out? Like an actual plan in motion, probably?
Sure. Let's kick that can down the road.
Yeah,
by then, I think by then Glenn will figure out how to get his hands on some thin mints for us.
Yeah, that is tough these days. That is tough these days.
Maria, will you find out how to get the free Narcan?
Yes, I better get on that. Yep.
And those thin mints you could freeze.
And I have a challenge for us. Why don't we?
Yeah, anytime people say that, I'm like, who has leftovers? Who doesn't eat them all at once? I don't know.
Oh, really?
You buy a lot, you get a freeze.
I want to challenge us. If let's offer to match whatever Maria can get for free, and buy and double it.
Oh.
Double.
If she can get 50 free Narcan, let's.
So 100 boxes of cookies.
No.
That's a lot of cookies. Maybe that's even enough for Sue. I don't know.
Narcan.
That's good. I like it. I like that.
Glenn. I don't even know why I said the Girl Scout cookies, but you guys latched onto it, didn't you?
I mean, taglines are amazing.
It's the levity we need for this conversation, I think. Yes,
oh, yeah. Moving onward. Oh, are we going with this one? Well, now we have Maria still on the hot side. No, both of us are on. Well, we're talking about these. I think I grabbed the wrong book, actually, now that I look at it.
I can't really make it out. It looks like the book.
The COC book, but I think it's not the updated one.
That's okay. We won't be able to tell from here.
Well, no, because I wanted to see the vaping part, and I know it has it in there. Well, I sent it to you, right, Maria? The right one with the vaping.
All I have is you just sent me the front and back page.
What? Oh, it's supposed to be the whole thing. Oh, so you never could open it, huh?
Well, no, I did open, but this is all that was in there.
No. I meant you couldn't open the rest of it. Ooh. All right. So you weren't able to actually look over the whole booklet then.
No, but this page needs a lot of changing because it still has Claire.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, but you didn't see the vaping portion.
No, that didn't come to me.
Oh, rats. All right, I'll have to get... Because I sent that. I guess I didn't send it right then.
But Sue, I also wonder how do I... I just printed it out and hand wrote a bunch of changes. But is it possible to send it in a writable PDF? Like, how do I make edits to it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or do you just want me to type them up and send it back?
Well, here's the thing. Speaking of that, yeah, I guess you could. Well, is that a lot of work, though, to type it up and send it back?
Do you have the original file? Who has the original file that created the booklet?
She gave it to me, and I sent it the way she gave it to me. That's what I don't get, what happened there.
I can convert it too. If you send me a PDF, I can convert it to editable PDF.
Yeah,
thank you.
I have to send it again. Because she sent it to me. That's all. Yeah, well, the other question I want to ask you was, if there weren't that many changes, and it's mostly on those pages about our information, because that always changes, I hate to have to spend, so we'd have to redo the whole booklet for that, or could we do an insert? I don't know.
I think it'd be better in the booklet.
I wouldn't leave the outside the same, though, because it's got...
I mean it would be that we would have to cover it ourselves, have people do it or something. I don't know. Well, or we just order all new ones. No, I meant to get an insert, let me attach it over this.
I'd say just redo it.
All right. Well, I didn't know what to do. Okay. So, yeah, you could give us those changes for a start, and then I'm so sorry. I'll have to send you the rest because there was something. I thought the vaping portion was good, but I'm not an expert. You should. You remember you approved it last time, but.
Yeah. Sue, can you send the whole thing to this whole group? And then that means that Rochelle can work her magic and make it editable.
Editable, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I was trying to do. Okay, that's what I'll try to do.
Who had... Back to Lisa's point, who had the original file? Would Stu McDonald have that original file?
Said, you can't hear me. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah. No, sometimes.
What? What? Can you hear Sue?
Nobody can hear me. No, well, here's the deal. She gave it to me. She sent me the whole PDF, and I thought I was sending it to Maria, but somehow Maria only got what she got. So I'll have to do it again. Yes, Sue McDonald has the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed that. Sorry.
Well, I know. I think you said I was cutting in and out or something.
You
but
were.
Glenn seems to hear me fine when it comes to cookies. I know. Well, I'm going to have to do my homework then. I'm going to have to make sure that I can send the file correctly, which she sent me, because Maria didn't get it. So.
So I just want to say that I found these in a box in my house, and you can't tell what year they're from, no matter what you do. There's no information about how old they are.
I know, that's why I was asking.
So,
yeah.
I think it should say 2020 on it, or 2021, whatever you think is more appropriate.
I wonder if they did that for a reason. You know,
there's a picture.
She can hold on to them.
Of all the drugs. Yeah, but I mean, if it's outdated, it's outdated. You know, it's got all the drugs and stuff, no vaping stuff. So this probably is a couple years old. But you can't tell. And you can't tell, well, like, it's kind of like a phone book. You should.
Purposefully, so that people would just, you know, that if it's always a 2020, that they wouldn't throw it out and say, okay, it's no good. Because it could last for a few years. But I don't know. It's intentional because they don't have dates on any of them. Yeah. Well,
maybe it should match. Maybe it should match the strategic plan timeline, right? Wasn't that like a multi-year timeline? So maybe this, you know, when you're updating that strategic plan, if that's every 5 years, then you're updating this booklet every 5 years. The thing that you would have to be careful about is the board members. If you're listing board members, they change out every 2 years, yeah, right? Yeah. So that might be a piece you don't keep, so that you can keep the booklet itself relevant to what we're serving.
I don't see that. I do see that the cave is listed in here, and it's saying Friday night 7 to 10. So like the teen night, the middle school, it's not on there.
Yep.
But I don't see anything about individuals.
Well, Maria, we should definitely, like the Claire Cody piece. We should just say social services.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, if I think as much as possible, if we can keep the information in the booklet like evergreen, but then just have addresses for websites, including ours, so that anything
this one doesn't have any names of anybody.
Anything that's being updated can just be updated digitally.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that I should have known better too. I don't know how I let that one get by me, because I know we never in the past had put names for that reason, and then
this one has no names on it. So
No, but the latest one did for some silly reason.
But Claire's been gone more than a year, so that's really old.
What'd you say?
Claire's been gone more than a year, so that's really old.
Well, we can get rid of the names.
I know, I'm saying, but the one she's looking at is pretty old then.
So well, yeah, I mean, I would.
No, what I think it was 3 years.
That's what I said, at least 3 years old.
Yeah. All right, I got it. Well, I'll send it to everybody. Yeah, I'm sorry that it didn't go through. If it doesn't go through properly, I'll have to ask Sue to send it to me again.
Hey, wait a minute.
And just
wait a minute. Something's coming to me. It's coming to me. A bag with a book and a Narcan and cookies. And it's a giveaway. And it's a giveaway to anyone who comes through the school parking lot during certain hours. A bag with the book, with the Narcan.
You can't use the school, though, so it would have to be the library or the community center. You can't use the school parking lot. Like, school is not an open environment right now.
Yeah. The playground's out.
Even for the drive-thrus, it's not an open environment.
Playground,
social services, but then the book would... Well, I'm hoping we don't know if we're going to get the book by December. If we have to do them over, remember, it took a while.
Ugh. But what do you think, though? The bag with the book and the Narcan and the cookie? Like the
So cookies are typically the February, March time frame.
I know.
I'm
kidding about cookies. No, but
people will seriously come for the cookies.
Yeah, but the bag says, the bag says Youth Services Bureau, and that's important, too. So the bag holds it. The books get out this way, and the Narcan could be optional. You don't have to put an Arcan in everybody's.
I do like that. What kind of color do you want for the bags, like the backpack?
Oh, it's not a backpack. It would just be like a cheapo bag.
Oh, okay. The drawstring backpacks. I did that before too.
Yeah, they're a nuisance. I think just an open bag.
The shopping bag thing, right?
Oh, okay. You want the maroon and white for color?
I use them all the time.
No, we have white and green is what we usually are. White with a dark green.
Oh, all right. So, and do we have a date in mind? I mean, we can try to get a date in mind to get this done by, but as far as actually having them made, because we have to get, we have to decide on what we want soon.
If Maria's going to be talking on the 2nd, why not the Saturday morning following that?
That's true.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, we have to make all of our changes and hopefully that the printing company will get, I don't know if it's held up because of COVID. I have no idea.
For what, the printing company?
Yeah, I'm
worried. If we do for imprint, because we have a company or a thing through that, they usually have a quick turnaround.
This is a place that does these booklets.
Oh, that printing company. Okay. Yeah.
Most of the booklet is already done. It's just made unique for the organization with the cover.
Yeah. Off topic, do you guys have a logo? So all I have under like the folder at work is the Community of Concern logo. I don't have a Canton Youth Service Bureau logo.
We usually use the town seal and the the one with the Y, like the arms. Who has that one?
That's the public school. All right, go down to the next one.
No, that's the town seal. There's another one.
Move it up, Sue. Sorry. What's underneath it?
Yeah.
Town seal. That's just the town seal, but.
Okay.
There's the one that Glenn used, right? Glenn, didn't you put it on the
one that I used? What I did is I took
I did.
On it. That's the one that
Do you have that file, Glenn?
I'll send you what I have. I don't know if it needs to be adjusted, but I'll send it to you. Yep.
All right. When I look in ours, we only have a community concern with like the 3 people. And I'm like, that's not.
It looks like that. It does look like that.
Yeah, I just put the COC and just put the YSB, so it's the same.
Yep.
Liked it better than the town.
Then you have it, Lexi. Then you already have
it. Yeah, it is a little better than the town. I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's up to you guys.
Yeah, send me what you do have, Glenn. So it doesn't say youth service. It says community concern on it.
Yeah, I'll send you what I have.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Let's shoot for Saturday the 5th for the distribution.
Okay.
You want a scheduled time block? That's usually what we do, or are you just having them come?
Okay, but I got what happens?
Like the luncheon type thing?
You can still do it if
you're both talking. Sorry, I can't hear either.
And so I was going to say, do you want to do like the luncheon thing where you had people kind of like drive around and come by, or do you want like a scheduled block? Like a 15-minute interval assigned to people. That's usually what I do for anything.
That's kind of complicated, I think. I think interval would be good.
I was going to say, because if the training's already been offered, they just need to pick it up, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't think it needs to be that structured.
So I think we just have them drive by. We hand it to them through their window.
Okay.
I mean, is that okay to just hand it to them through the window?
Or you pop the trunk if you don't want to touch us.
Or even that,
So yeah, we're going to be lucky Saturday. if they show up. Sometimes people don't.
Exactly.
Tracy Eckert is texting me back. She said, please apologize to Lori for me about the delay in getting my resume. She's had a lot going on, lots of crises. So she's going to send it this weekend. She said she also did find a social worker who's biracial, works with adolescents, has adoption experience. I spoke with her today. She would just need a space to see the kids as she doesn't have her own private practice office. So I said, I think we can help with that. The community center is available, but I don't know. Is that true during COVID?
It's not open to the public, but we could probably do it by appointment. What, Lexi?
Community center, is it like, what was it for? Is it just having like
therapy appointments?
Yeah, therapy appointment.
Well, we could do virtual still. I mean, I think a lot of the therapy is virtual.
Except for, I wouldn't want to bring someone on board that we could never have a space for. Like, I'd want to know that we'd be able to do that. Lexi, we can't go by appointment?
That's more of a question for Taryn, because we're not, like, no one's really in the building. The only one we've allowed is pupil services to do a testing, so it's a one-time thing, but it's not like a weekly thing or a monthly thing.
Okay.
It's like, we're not allowing the building for our meetings. Like, no one's in the building.
Oh.
I hesitate to have a therapist who doesn't have any idea of how to do that, but I'd love to talk with her anyway. I mean, like, have her send her stuff, but
we should okay. Just explore it, and then, you know, once so
one of Tracy's questions to me, now that you're saying this, I remember, is what credentials did she need? And we've gone through this a few times. I think she's a social worker.
No, Tracy's an LPC, licensed.
Not her. No, this other person. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
So that's not what we usually, we look for the, Maria, you know this intimately well. We went through this with you when you were going for your.
Oh yeah. License. So there's like two levels of licensure. There's the provisional licensure, which is for a social worker, like an LMSW, but you need at least 2 years after graduate school where you get 3,000 clinical hours plus 100 hours of clinical supervision, plus you sit for your boards before you become an LCSW. So before I was on the board, when I was an LMSW, I think it was Lori Snow who was like, nope. So then after I became an LCSW, I became a board member anyway, and my job changed at McCall. So it didn't matter for me personally, but it was a learning, and I think you're bringing up a good point. So is this person an LMSW, Lori? Tracy's friend, is that what you're asking me?
I believe so.
Okay.
And we don't have to feel the same way we did 5 years ago. We can say that that's fine. We can look at her resume and look at it together. And I mean, as a board, we can change what we've done in the past for what we're doing now.
Yeah.
If we think that she's qualified in every way, and we think that Tracy's referral is helpful. And
yeah,
I just know we've gone through this before.
Right. She's still texting.
That's that guilty conscience coming out now. Oh, it was a while ago. It was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
So should we do, what is the next financial report? Are we still on this topic?
No, I think we should move along. I think Maria will tell us when she is.
Financial report?
Sure. So I emailed out the report to everyone.
Thank you.
And Taryn's still out on maternity leave. Is that correct, Lexi?
Yeah. No, she's back. She got back, last week.
Okay, because I need to meet with her. The town finance is still having a hard time giving us detail. So they are still rolling the information from last year, and they haven't even deposited the town funds yet, the $11,300. That hasn't shown up yet, but I spoke with Kelly last month, and she said, you know, everything, it'll be fine. They're still doing year end.
Sorry. Hold on.
And, but, you know, we don't have a lot of bills right now coming in anyway, so I don't feel terribly concerned. The balance in the account is only $9,500, but that's because the town funds haven't been moved over yet. The grants haven't come in yet, but I'm not terribly worried about it. I think it's just timing. So we should be, and considering we're not spending much of anything,
yep.
I think it's fine that $9,500 is all we have in the account. I'm personally not worried. Lexi, have you heard about any of the state grants, if there's been any holdups or... The big one, the one for $14,000, we got $4,600 of it, so I feel confident that that'll all come in because they do that quarterly.
Yeah.
And
so that should be good because I know that they released it and they postponed accepting changes. And the extended deadline was last Friday, but I had already submitted it.
And we got $4,600 of it. And so that indicates, you know, it should be rolling fine.
Yeah.
The other grants last year, so we've got about 11,600 of grants that haven't started to come in, but they were incredibly late last year too. And so I think
we should be fine. That's because they just had transferred over from They're
That's all right.
DCF. And then usually the state grant works in a 2-year setting. So the information I have to get to them, like this is like their midway year, is just some data okay. collecting. So they won't like stop the grant for that purpose. So it's still going to keep rolling in. Okay. But this summer when I do like this, 2 years will be up. There may be some pause again if they're hopefully not transferring over, having a new application or a new system. But I know I submit everything on my end on time. But
okay.
We'll see how they handle it.
And so as far as prior year fund balance, there's still a question mark if we get any COVID relief. Because, you know, we spent quite a bit on the town lunches COVID relief. If we can get any portion back of that, that would be fantastic.
You were just working on that a couple of weeks ago still.
Yeah, and so that, we haven't heard anything. But if we got that, you know, financially we're in fine shape.
It makes you feel better. Like we submitted the first one, like for the March session, so before you guys started really doing the lunch thing, and we still haven't heard back from that. So I
mean, yeah, it's just a slow process.
Yeah.
So obviously that will just, it's not money we should count on. Until it, you know, it materialized, but that would be fantastic. Yeah, so financially we're doing fine because we're not spending any money.
But we'll be spending several thousand on the booklets.
Right.
And we have several thousand going on in counseling. So
yep, and that's all budgeted. Yeah, but that's all budgeted, so right. So we're fine. Mm-hmm. So not much to report on that.
Mostly cookies, I guess. That'll be the only other.
Well, that will have to be added in. We've got a budget for cookies.
Orders, definitely. And then, yep. So then the next item on the agenda was Lori and I spoke with the office of Joanna Hayes. And
it's Johanna.
Johanna. Yeah, Johanna.
Maria was good enough to correct that. Yes. Not Johanna, it's Johanna.
Johanna. Let me see. Yeah, Johanna Hayes. And we... So Lori, if you want to talk about, we both were, you know, it was a very nice conversation that we had. And
well, I thought we were speaking with Johanna Hayes, so I was a little disappointed, but it was a staffer named Amy and she was very sweet. And Sue like went all out and had her, I'm a Democrat background, like 20 feet high.
It was an accident.
No. Sorry, no. It was
and Hillary and everybody up on the wall.
Awesome. But it was a 22-year-old girl, so but she was very sweet. And she was there on her behalf. She couldn't be everywhere and had been sick recently too, but she was interested in what we do and she was interested in having, I think, a relationship down the road. And honestly, like after what just happened to her on her most recent Zoom, if you aren't familiar with it, Johanna Hayes had a Zoom that was, what's the right word, bombed, whatever, with racial
slurs. Zoom bombed. It was Zoom
bombed. Yeah, and you know,
I actually thought that's what we were going to talk about, Lori. I didn't know what the point. What you know, when I saw the subject, I thought that's what we were going to actually talk about.
She contacted us as an LPC. And just wanted to talk to us, but it also coincided with the week that happened to her. And then she wrote a very nice expose, I'd say, like on how it hit her and how fatigued she is by this whole thing and how it's just relentlessly coming at her. And I just think that here we go again, and Glenn, I know you feel this way too, all of us, but in general, like we really need to stop not doing anything. And so I asked if she could possibly bring to Johanna an invitation to come have a community conversation. And I think it would be nice if it were regional rather than Canton only. But I think that having, you know, a nice panel with people to talk about what's going on, to talk about lack of diversity, the lack of, I don't know what the right word is, humanity, whatever we need to talk about, we have to consider that it's just alive and well and still here. And invite her and people like her to help us talk about it.
Because the important thing I think a lot of people resonated with, and I know that you know, the candidate who's running for state rep, Lenny, she was there at the town hall that when it took place, the racial Zoom bomb, and she said that it was very uncomfortable, and she said that she really applauded, she told, you know, she just really applauded the fact that Joanna, when kept asking, how are you doing, for her to say, I'm not okay, this is not okay, I am not okay, instead of just glossing it over and, you know, acting, oh, it's not real, and it's, oh, well, you know, we took care of it, and we got care of it. It wasn't taken care of, because it's going to happen again, if it could. So, you know, that's what the importance of her letter was, to let you know that it's not okay, because it's probably going to happen again, and what are we going to, you know, we need to educate people. And
to Lisa's point, they just were coincidental. She reached out to us and was interested in our Youth Services Bureau, and that happened.
Yeah, this was...
But it was ironic because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, she just wanted to know what we did. They right. wanted to know what we were doing. If there was anything, you know, that we had any questions that they could help us with. But we gave her the background of what our organization does. And she was very interested in a lot of the things that we were doing, especially, you know, the opioid crisis. And the, you know, she would like to go into school, maybe talk about racism and that sort of thing, if we could get a good time for that. But we just talked about the things that we were doing. She was interested in the, what is it? Did we talk about the?
We were talking about maybe having her come into small groups in high school, speak especially with maybe small groups of young women, particularly because she has a great story and she's one of these people who makes you want to go to school more. And
she's a teacher, as y'all know. So, and she's had a tough life. So, even before all this racial incident happened, her story was something that she carries and does speak to schools about, you know.
Like a motivational speaker.
Motivational. She is a very good motivational speaker.
She's going to be very busy, though, if she gets an office. So we'll have to see.
She's already busy. I guess she tries to do. But if there's anything else that we wanted from their office, I got the feeling, Lori, that we could request, I mean, some things. Maybe we could talk about what we might
next year, maybe.
What people could do for us. I think that's part of it. They want to know what we were doing. We're all about the grant. And you know, if there's anything more that we want from them, I mean, this is our chance, I think, now we opened the door.
So for 2021, let's keep her in mind.
Okay.
So that was all we had on, I don't know if there's anything else you want. And then just new business, if anyone had any new business.
Cookies.
I knew cookies was going to be stated.
Oh, Glenn, we have to think of some good ones.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to just designate? How much would work for you, Sue? Like $1,000, would that do?
I'm sure I'm the only one who's going to eat them. I don't know.
No, this should be for, to attract folks to pick up Narcans and other educational and beneficial things.
And they're what? They're still $4 a box, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Aren't they five?
Yeah, they may have gone up. Yeah.
Are they five?
Yeah.
And then there's less cookies each year, too. So.
Yeah.
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 And they're trying to get healthier.
Yeah. So.
My friend Jen used to say that she could give driving directions about how long it would take to get from A to B based on, you know, like how many cookies she would eat. So she would say, from my house to the YMCA,
it's like
that's a half a sleeve of thin mints.
Oh, wow.
Oh, to get to your house? Oh, that's a full sleeve. It's going to take me a full sleeve to get from your house to your house.
That's awesome. I like that.
I guess the only thing I think we're missing is there anything from Parks and Rec, Lexi? You're so good to come to our meeting. Anything, I mean, we've helped you with a couple things in the past. Anything going on that you need from us?
No, I think we're good for now. Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know. I know we're just struggling with our programs as it is. No one really wants to do in-person programs, and no one really wants to do virtual either, so.
Yeah, it's tough.
Lexi, huh? Do you know about ski club? Are we not having ski club?
Oh, ski is open. It's actually up online now.
Really?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, you can put the kids on the bus? You can have a bus?
One bus. That's all we can get. That's all we have available. So spots are limited. So if you wanted to sign up,
do it ASAP.
Now?
Yeah, now. Okay. But there's no lessons. I think it's just the lift and the bus.
Lift and the bus, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good question.
I know, look at that.
Do you have anything else?
How about scholarship? Anybody asking for a scholarship?
No, and that's the weird thing. No one's coming in with scholarships. No one's asking for that. No one's applied for it.
Keep your ears open, because we would do the same thing we did with Jessica, where they would go through her, get what they could.
Yeah, I will.
Wait a minute. Where did Maria go? Maria, where are you?
She leaned back on the bridge.
What was that, Maria?
Are you on the footbridge?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the bill.
She's lounging, yeah.
Oh, did you guys get your t-shirts? Did you get your t-shirts yet?
Yes. The Collinsville Halloween Parade
t-shirt. Yeah, wearing masks since 1994.
I love that. We bought it at the farmer's market just yesterday.
Wait,
hey, I didn't see you. I was there.
Is there a new t-shirt?
That's so cute, wearing
masks. That's all really cute. Well, there's no parade, so there's a t-shirt.
Oh, because I have an old one that I bought a long time ago.
These rack there, long sleeve tees, and they're
long sleeve tees. They're great.
Oh, you have to buy them at the farmer's market?
That's one place you can buy it. I don't know if it's the only one.
Yeah, LaSalle, maybe? LaSalle?
Well, Linda Smith's one making them, or Linda Corbossier. Collinsville screen printing.
Many years ago. I'll wear that, I guess. Oh, they're not having it, huh?
No. Can't
I'll be surprised if they do Christmas in Collinsville. I mean, the word is that they might, but...
It would have to be pretty restricted.
Yeah, that's what they said. It's like they'll do the champagne walk away.
If people come to the door, I know some states have ordinances, but you can't give out candy or anything.
Cookies.
You get fined or something. I don't know.
So I can tell you for Halloween, our neighborhood, we had a neighborhood meeting to talk about Halloween, because we do still have a good number of school age kids. And so we, I'd say about a dozen and a half moms met outside. And we had a conversation about, you know, what would Halloween look like for our neighborhood? Do we think it's, you know, something we want to do. We pulled up the CDC guidelines along with the Kid Hospital in Hartford. I can't think of it. And we just wrote up a flyer that said, you know, masks have to be worn. Parents are a lot of the kids are at that age in our neighborhood where they can go trick-or-treating on their own. And we said, nope, all kids have to be supervised so that they understand how they're getting candy. And we're not allowing people going to doors. You have to be at your driveway. And it's kind of like you're putting candy in a bag and waving and go bye-bye. So we're trying to keep it as socially distant, but still as normal as possible. And families, you know, obviously we have families that don't have children in the neighborhood, so they can choose to participate or not, just like any other Halloween. But we're trying to keep it as safe as possible. And my son was like, can I still just get like a big bag of candy for backup? And I said, yeah. So,
so in other words, you're going to take individual bags of candy and just leave them out on a
table? I personally hand out the large candy bars, so it's one candy bar per kid and go away. So my life is not going to change at all.
Oh, so they don't mind if you take one candy bar and put it in their bag?
I will take a large candy bar and put it in a child's bag. Other families, they might do the snack size candies, and how they want to distribute that is up to them, but the children will not touch the candy. It will be the adult putting it into a bag. The kid's little Halloween baggy thing, whatever.
You can use just a big PVC pipe and slide the candy down into the bag.
Glenn, did you see that? So people are attaching them to their rails if they have the angled railings.
Yeah.
and they attach it on, and then they put it through the tube.
And and just slide it right down. Yep.
I saw that.
Or slingshot.
Safe and distant.
I want to do like a slingshot.
You could even decorate the PVC with some orange and black duct tape.
Love it.
No, I actually saw that. I thought you were serious.
I have to run, guys.
I am serious.
I have to write a proposal. I'm sorry. I got to go.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. So we're almost done, right?
Yeah, we're done. Well, I only asked that question because I was curious about it, but answer Glenn, but I don't get it because many people don't have a...
Well, it's just something you could get if you want.
You'd have to go to Home Depot and get a...
But you don't have to use anything like that. You can use like a tube from wrapping paper or anything.
Oh, yeah, you could do... Yeah. Yes, you could.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just want to tell you, I do have one more thing before we get into...
Okay.
This. Jessica put out an email. I don't know now anymore who gets what. Jessica is offering all from through Gifts of Love weekend food bags to the families that had participated in the past. So far, only one is accepted. She's also got Thanksgiving food and a Christmas offering to have their children be identified with a wish to be part of that program. So that all went out to all of the people that we worked with this summer.
Nice.
Okay. Good. That's nice. It's good.
Did you all get that, or is it?
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. You getting that, Glenn?
I got it, but I thought you sent it. Oh,
I'm not. I'm getting. I don't know what email you is there.
This came from Jessica DeMeo.
And what is it? Okay. I don't know if I'm getting her emails. What does she have?
She's the director of social services. So
I know who she is, but what email does she have for me? Can you see?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't think, Glenn, I don't even think you were on the distribution.
Yeah.
Because she even addressed it to high ladies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Probably not.
I would not be offended by that, but I don't think I've gotten those. So
I think it's people that were involved in the summer distribution.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Apologize. I think I felt like I forwarded it to the rest of you, but maybe I didn't. I meant to.
Okay.
So anyway, just three great opportunities. So right now, weekend from Through Gifts of Love, Thanksgiving, and a Christmas part too. So I thought that was sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
All right. Are we good here?
Well, I guess we can adjourn.
Well, I just wanted to say it is my 18th wedding anniversary.
Woo! Congratulations!
I'm legal.
That's awesome.
Lisa, we always end up taking you away from your family on important nights.
I know. Birthday parties, anniversaries.
Yeah. No, yeah. This is terrible.
All right. Well, let's end the meeting. You can just go celebrate.
Okay. I can go have cookies.
Congratulations.
How many years did you say?
Thank you.
18.
The chayim, yeah. Okay. 8:40 we're gonna adjourn the meeting at 8:42 PM.
Got it.
Okay.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Nice seeing you all.
Thank you.
What's the motion? Who makes the motion?
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn.
And who's second? Okay, all approved.
Bye.
Yay.
Guys, have it.
Bye.
Okay, now we're adjourned.
Bye.
All right, bye guys.
Bye guys.